Now, from Shaw and Partners, Andrew Callagher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Consent, that doesn't mean we're building, but we're certainly consenting.
That is true. It's building consents. Bit of a conundrum wrapped up in an enigma. Hard to analyse. Particularly, look, we've got some sort of anecdotal evidence recently out of the construction industry. It's not been great. It's not terrible, but it's certainly not great. That anecdotal evidence, though, is a little at odds with the trend that we're seeing in these building consents. So, you know, how do we make sense out of all of this? Just looking at the numbers, over 40,000 new homes were consented in the year to the end of June. Now, that is a 19% lift when we compare it to the 12 months ended June 2025. So we are seemingly more confident about getting going and planning on building stuff, at least residential housing stuff. This is the first time we've had a 12-month total over 40,000 since 2023, so that's good news. And if you look at the chart, and you know, a picture tells a thousand words, and if you look at the chart, the uptrend now looks like a pretty powerful uptrend. If I break that 40K down, just about 18,500 standalone homes and just under 22,000 multi-unit consents. Within those multi-unit consents, townhouses, flats, units, they're up 23% year on year. That's where the consent action is. On a regional basis, the consent action is in Auckland and Canterbury regions, particularly strong growth there. They're up 20% and 23% respectively. Down south, you've got the Queenstown Lakes District. They consented more than 2,000 homes for the first time on record. That's not going to help the traffic in Queenstown, is it? You know, look at the look at the monthly number. June 26 was 32% higher than June 25. Now, the conundrum, though, Mike, is that building consents looked like they stabilised back in 2024. Then they started climbing in 2025. But if you look at the Stats New Zealand building work put in place numbers, we haven't seen a follow through yet in that number and the actual building work being done. So either the lag is longer than you think, or the consents aren't actually getting followed through to actual building. Now, there are some sort of recent headwinds to building. Building costs have risen. We can see evidence of that. It looks like the higher oil prices aren't helping. They're being passed through, things like tradies. The RBNZ is putting interest rates up. That's not really that helpful. And of course, we've got this, what's happening in, is it 69 days time now? We've got this election and this sort of uncertainties around tax and things there. So a few little headwinds there, but Mike, I would say, given the lift that we've seen in consents, you would have to expect that we'll see some lift in residential building activity in the second half of 2026. It would just seem unusual if you didn't see anything. Non-residential work, Mike, it's still pretty subdued. 12 months to June, down 2.8%, so not much happening there.
See, I can't work out what's driving it, because the immigration numbers aren't there to support the, you know, it's not like they're flooding into the country. And then, of course, you come to Cotality, who are telling us where the prices are going, and that's not in the right direction either.
No, I think it's a confidence thing, actually, Mike. I think, you know, as the confidence is rising, and certainly that, you know, but certainly ANZ Business Outlook, you can do all the jigs and the reels around the various numbers, but at the base, it looks like confidence is lifting. Cotality Home Value Index for July, nice and current. Property values edged lower in July, falling 0.3%, quarterly fall of 1%, annual looking at a fall of 0.7%. So values remain, in their words, sluggish. And I'm looking at some of these areas, Mike, notably Auckland and Wellington. It's pretty sobering to reflect on the fall from the peak, which they put into that report. They're basically both down 25%. Now, I've been saying this for some time. That's a psychological hammer blow to how we've sort of operated economically for decades. You know, you feel richer, so you just keep doing it, keep buying more houses. But the economy is changing. However, I should note, it is a bit easy to get obsessed with those two areas, Auckland and Wellington, but there is a lot of regional variability. It's not the same all over the country.
Yeah, exactly. War's off, life's good.
That's right. Once again, the weekend didn't disappoint, did it, in terms of announcements? So late in the weekend, positive news on the de-escalation of conflict in the Middle East. Cue the standard good news reaction. Oil prices lower and share markets got a lift. Share market futures, US share market futures, rallied in our time zone, our trading hours. That positive price action has continued overnight. We've got the NASDAQ up over 2%. Last week, I did suggest we're heading back into a period of sort of headline-driven oil price volatility, and that's what we're seeing. Brent crude, you know, back down under $84. So a roller coaster of oil prices. The only thing I want to very quickly mention, Mike, that we have seen, and it's US interest rates, US 30-year Treasury. It's an important one. That has spiked over 5.25, come down a little bit over, that was towards the end of last week, a little bit overnight, 5.23. But Mike, you have to go back to 2007 to find the last time this asset was at those levels. We can't ignore this over time. It's a problem brewing in the background.
What are the numbers?
Well, they look pretty good, actually, Mike. The Dow Jones is up 627 points, 1.2%, 53,113. The S&P 500 is up 117 points, 1.57%, 7607. And the Nasdaq up 561 points, 2.2%, 25,934. So starting the week well. The FTSE 100 lost 10,857. The Nikkei lost 0.94%, 63,754. The Shanghai Composite down 0.6%, 3809. The Aussies gained just under 0.5% yesterday, 9019 on the ASX 200. And we gained 0.55%, 76 points, 13,774. Good result yesterday from Vista.
Yes.
The movies are back. Kiwi dollar against the US, 0.5860, 0.8381 against the Aussie. 0.5096 euro, 0.4367 pounds, 92.02 Japanese yen, gold, $4,030, and Brent crude, as I said, $83.55.
Go well, see you tomorrow, Shore and Partners, Andrew Callahan.